From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Britain has raised its terror threat level to critical after a bomb attack on the London subway that has been claimed by the Islamic State. It was among a number of terror attacks this year, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Five terror attacks in Britain, four of them in London this year, all of them targeting soft targets, as police use the term, pedestrian walkways, transport hubs, places that are very difficult for the authorities to defend against. They have put some measures in place. They have put barriers along some of the key walkways and bridges across the River Thames. There is an increased armed police presence in London. But it has to be remembered that millions of people use the London subway network every day, and its bus network and its road network. And I think everybody accepts that it's impossible to defend the entire infrastructure of the city.
The Islamic State said it was an improvised explosive device used at Parsons Green subway station on Friday. At least 29 people were wounded when the IED was detonated by an IS-affiliated unit. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. It remarks made at a speech before the military personnel and their families outside of Washington. Mr. Trump said the U.S. and its allies will never be intimidated. Meantime, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of U.N. resolutions and a major threat, he says, to international peace. And at the UN, the Security Council met about all of this behind closed doors. This is VOA News.